Welcome back. It's the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. We are once again live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. It's a special day today because it continues our week of the free VIP. Watch the show on these great cameras here. And among other things, you'll see Pat McAfee playing with his phone. And
Oh, nice.
No, not playing with yourself.
Oh.
Little nipple action there.
Yeah, I gave a little nip to the VIP. A
little nip to the VIP.
Josh is embarrassed of himself.
Nip to the VIP.
I missed it.
You can watch on the VIP cameras all week long. We've also got free downloads and other stuff. Plus, what is it? Every Bob and Tom album, more than 60 of them are streaming.
So you can listen 60 albums?
Over 2,000 bits.
You can listen to whatever idiocy we've been putting out there for a long time. Now, let's get back to the action. Did we actually polish off sports?
Yes, sir. About an hour and a half ago.
That was the end of sports?
Yeah. And,
really? I didn't notice it.
We didn't hear the song.
No, there we go. There we go. Jesus. Grace!
Wait, what? I don't think you said any words there.
Oh. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Yes.
I'm glad sports is finally over.
How are you?
Don't we know it?
I was kidding you, chick. Now, I heard you guys playing today the sound of them, I think they're pain huffers that perform for the Prince.
No, they're the Inuit.
Pain huffers.
Inuit.
Here, I'll give you an example. They're two tribes women. They were performing that face-to-face, inches apart in front of Prince Charles and Lady, whatever her name is.
Camilla.
If you slowed that down, that'd probably make me hard, but they do sound like pain huffers a little bit. Hey, Judge, if you want to, but, you know, grunting has been with us from the start. Grunting's always been what winners do. Like Pat was saying, he played pro sports. Whether it's weightlifting or pro tennis or pornos, the grunt is where the money is.
No kidding.
Swear to God. That's the only way Rocky was able to beat Apollo, dumbass, because Rocky grunted more.
Oh, interesting.
And then Clubber Lang's grunted more than Rocky, and he won between Rocky and Clubber Lang.
Clubber.
Hey, ask McComas. He used to be a cop. I bet you $50 anyone who resisted arrest and grunted during the process required backup. I swear to God.
Absolutely. That's where your power comes from. Like I said.
Well, that's why I start grunting as soon as I get pulled over. I let the cop know this car may be in park, but my engine's still running.
That's right.
Wow. Good idea.
Attaboy, Donnie.
Well, hey, Grace, women do it too. Think of childbirth.
Oh, yeah?
I'll say it like this. Making a newborn baby, the entire process starts and ends with a series of grunts.
He's not wrong.
Even at the end of life, there's a reason why your last breath is called a death rattle. We go closed casket grunting, but all the best pro sports stars grunt. Them tennis players get the most credit because they do it on every serve. Hell, my favorite bartender grunts now. Down at Boonies, if Butch is on day shift and the night crew don't stock the cooler proper, he grunts every time he pops a beer. I swear to God. All athletes do it. Hell, they even do it on the Pro Bowlers Tour now. Have you seen that?
The Pro Boners Tour?
Bowlers.
No, bowlers. Oh, not the bowlers, but the ball. As soon as they let the ball go, you hear that spare ball say, I swear to God.
Really?
If you don't believe in God after that, Tom, you're an atheist.
Okay. by definition.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Donnie. Somehow that was helpful.
The best part was the noise.
Yeah. This is the. Those are the ladies. Okay. We have our guests in the studio.
That's absurd, by the way, that they're still doing that. It's 2017.
This is their.
And they're still grunting
it's
in this
history.
Ritual.
This is their culture. You got to be careful. You're going to be.
There's a lot of things that are in history that should be left in history.
That is a very good point.
I almost had sex with a girl from Alaska.
Oh, really?
She wasn't really Inuit.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Excuse me. Will somebody give the guy a damn rim shot?
That did not get the.
That was the worst.
You had me. You had me, officer.
It's Canada. A girl from Alaska. Did you know her name?
Nothing.
Not a one.
Do you know?
All right.
Well, that was. That was kind of forced, I guess.
Oh, was it?
You son of a...
Not the Inuit joke wasn't forced, but
no.
The Juno.
Right, right.
Juno
too much.
I'm not being fair. Thanks. Sorry, this stinks. I regret that.
I think your Alaska joke
Go ahead.
Come on, Josh.
Pale in comparison to mine.
Palin?
Yeah.
Comparison? Okay, I'll give it you one. Palin. Okay, there we go.
I couldn't quite get the word.
You guys
I'm out of Alaska references.
You guys got a good brain over there.
It's a curse.
Yeah.
We have Grace sitting in for Christy. Once again, Christy on vacation in the, what is it called, the Outer Banks?
One of the Carolinas.
And apparently yesterday, yesterday they experienced visible water spouts off the coast. So as Grace so eloquently put it, Christy was locked in a house with her mother and her sister.
Well, that was Josh. But
Oh,
I'll give Josh that credit.
Okay, very good. So she's having a great time. There we go. That's the sound of
Christy's
The sound of Christy's vacation. Check local listings.
Yeah.
We have to check in with Miss Grace at the news desk. What have you got over there?
Sure. Police in Louisiana reported that a drunk driver went to the side police station to bail out another drunk driver.
Classic.
Here's the story. Police pulled over a car and arrested the driver on suspicion of driving while intoxicated on Saturday night.
Okay.
The car was left in the parking lot where it had been pulled over. The inebriated passengers took a cab home. Police say that an unnamed woman who had been a passenger in the car went back to the parking lot, got the car, and drove it to the police station to bail out her
friend.
Here
you get my boyfriend.
What's he in for?
According to a Facebook post by the Seidel Police Department, officers placed the woman in jail. They wrote, "Lesson of the day, don't drive drunk to a police station in order to bail out your drunk friend."
Wow. Yeah,
together they blew up .17. So that adds up. What
now that they're in jail together, they're going to blow
them.
Two or three.
Yeah.
When I was a rookie, the first post I went for the state police where I worked was just like a 3-bedroom little ranch house in a small town. And I was in training then, so we all had a field training officer, and we'd only been there like 3 days. So we would have these meetings at the end of a shift. So at this little house, there would be like 25 of us in there at a time. One night there, this kid comes walking in the back door, just drunk out of his mind. He looked around at everybody. He was like, "Where's the party at?" Like his friends, as a prank, dropped him off behind the state police post and said,
"I love this, friends.
Go in the back door. We'll meet you there in a little bit."
Wow. Good friends.
Yeah. Officer, hold my joint.
Yeah.
My friend got a Dewey the night before St. Patrick's Day.
A what-y?
DUI.
Oh, Dewey. Thank you.
Grace, what year were you born? Like, what? How do you not?
I'm a child. Continue.
A Dewey. Unbelievable.
That's the new name of a brand of moped. The Dewey.
A lot of DUI scooters.
Some sexual term.
In Indiana, by the way.
The DUI scooter. It depends on what state you're in. Yeah, some places you can still drive a moped even if you don't have a license.
Yeah, I had a scooter before. It was just DUI people. And I feel like I was getting judged the entire time I was driving it because everybody thought I had a Dewey. But anyways.
Well, if it's the winter time and like the guy that I would see every morning this winter driving.
Gotta wear leather.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you got to leather up.
Got to leather up.
It's 15 degrees and it's 4 in the morning and there's a guy on a scooter, you know. This isn't a choice.
Yeah. Every time I see one of those, I'm like, I want to hear that guy's stories.
Yeah.
Like, it's such an interesting life.
Why are you here?
Yeah.
Why are we here? But my friend got a DUI the night before St. Patrick's Day, driving me home. So, and we were less than 500 yards from my house. So he almost made it. It was a terrible decision to drunk drive. He gets taken to jail, obviously, the local Plum Police where I'm from. The one cop drives me home, has me sign a ball.
Oh.
Which is awesome. I was like, is there any way like get my friend out? He's like, yeah.
No, you mean a football.
Yeah.
Yeah, not his testicle.
There's no like quid pro quo.
Yeah, it wasn't like a hey, get him out. So that guy drives me home. And the St. Patrick's Day parade starts at 7 a.m. And in Pittsburgh, this is a big morning. Right. So he got arrested around 4:15-ish and we got to be up by 6:30. But now my friend's in jail. So my dad had to take me to the jail to get him out at like 6 a.m. So I walk in there at 6 a.m. The guy's holding my football and he goes, "Is this how your autograph always looks?" And my dad's like, "You had my kid sign an autograph for you while his friend was getting a DUI?" And the guy's like, "Yeah." My dad goes, "Well, I guess I respect it." Like, can we get him out of jail, please? Yeah. So my friend gets out of jail. Car is impounded still. We go down to the St. Patrick's Day parade, right? Run into his parents. His parents don't know about the DUI yet. Mm-hmm. Where's the car? It's in a police impound. Mm. We didn't want to tell him. So my dad, obviously, as soon as the parents ask, "Hey, where's our car at?" My dad, oh, it's in jail. But good news, my kid signed a football for the cop. I think they'll give you a deal to get the car out.
Nice.
And they did. They let him get the car out for free. It was like the nicest DUI exchange in the history.
Holy cow.
They let him sit in the holding area. He didn't even have to go into a cell. Jeez. Like when he was just sitting there like a doctor's office, fully got his DUI. But my dad got me out of a DUI because I definitely would have went and picked him up. This was before Uber. These kids these days have it easy with the Uber and Lyft
these
thing.
Kids.
No excuse.
These kids have no, there's no excuse for a DUI anymore.
Good point. Good
like
point.
Both of them.
A
both of those
lesson.
People.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Chick McGee is getting a massage from Pat McAfee.
Oh, very. It looks like a very skilled massage.
From yeah. Pro Bowl punter Pat McAfee.
That's I like true. The face.
He's got good hands, Vinatieri says.
Oh,
do you agree?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Triple A.
Good to know. Good to know. Oh, we are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Pat.
With us in the studio, the lovely Grace sitting in for Christy Lee, who's enjoying her vacation in the Outer Banks, currently experiencing water spouts and high winds and rain. We have also the handsome Chick McGee.
Bears.
Josh Arnold, this is Tom speaking. Welcome back to the show. Happy to be here. We're going to be reviewing many things in the news. And before we get to that, mea culpa, if you will. Yesterday,
what the hell does that mean?
I am guilty. It's me. I'm wrong. I was on a little adventure over the weekend driving, and I hopped off the freeway where it said Starbucks.
Oh, and he lost his mind.
And then I said to Siri, direct me to Starbucks. And first of all, thank you, Siri. Siri took me through some neighborhood. I wound around for a while, but finally arrived, and I saw a fenced-off Starbucks under construction. So I got back in the freeway, and I was very pissy and whiny about it. Well, it turns out there was a Starbucks right behind it in a strip mall.
as big as all outdoors.
Yes, I've received many photographs. My fault. Sorry I missed it.
Chick showed me one of those photographs yesterday, and we giggled.
Don't you think they should have covered the Starbucks sign in the one they're building so that maybe I would have figured
I
out?
I hate when I can't get my strawberry cherry macchiato.
Have a team of men that would escort you to the new Starbucks location.
That's right.
So you wouldn't miss it. How about that?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Least favorite part of traveling, when an exit says food is here and it's like 2 miles
he's
off
a rookie.
The exit.
Yeah. He's a rookie when it comes to road work. You don't get off an exit unless you can see what you're going to.
True.
It's a good rule.
That's basic, that's basic
there you go.
Stuff.
Yeah. And if it's not a drive-through, there shouldn't be a sign. Right.
Yeah.
No.
Probably so.
I agree. And every restaurant should have a paper towel dispenser, too.
Oh, no kidding.
We were just talking about that at the movie yesterday. Did you ever go to and wash your hands and think it's a motion detector?
For the towel?
I've done it for the water. Not. Or I just have my hands under there going, what the hell?
And it doesn't work.
Jeez. Yeah. No, it's an actual faucet. You have to use it. Manual.
Have you seen the new ones?
What am I, an animal?
I got to turn this on?
Got to turn this on with my hands?
I paid for a ticket to a movie and I got to turn on the water?
It's ridiculous.
Have you seen the new ones where after you've washed your hands, assuming you do, Josh?
Yes.
You place them down in this thing.
The Dyson dryer.
Oh, sure. West Virginia.
The air blade.
I don't mind those because they get your hands very dry.
They sure do.
But aren't you concerned that the guy before you who's just finished cranking one off in the stall and just put his hands in there?
What guy did that?
You're getting DNA all over your hands.
I'm hoping for that.
I have a slight concern. Not the cranking. I don't think that happens.
Are you kidding?
No, it happens all the time.
All they do in those restrooms.
That's what public restrooms are for.
What's that? What just happened?
Absolutely.
Excuse me.
But it is kind of like
excuse
a game.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
Pat, I'm with you. What?
The only thing going on in public restrooms is people playing with themselves.
Whatever. I hate public restrooms. I can't
you
stand.
You hate public restrooms.
Now, for example, Pat, I'm sure you're the same. Anywhere I am in town, this particular town where I live, I know where the nearest safe spot is. If I have to go in an emergency.
Now, what do you mean by safe
spot? You have like select away stadiums?
Absolutely.
Really? I'll play ball anywhere.
No.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Your yard, my yard, I'll play anywhere.
You are truly a man. No.
If I am going at a gas station, it means that I am having some gastric epic event that is there is no way I am going to go into a gas station.
I'm not above it.
I am above it. If I have to go, I'm going to be hovering. I'm going to be
I am above it.
Literally above it.
I spit shine everywhere I go.
Really?
I feel like that gets all the disease off.
Man, I do that too.
Yeah, I spit shine and I take toilet paper and I do the whole thing, mm-hmm. and then you set your phone down on the toilet paper thing. It's a full operation.
Oh, God, don't put your phone there. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, put your phone right there on the toilet paper
People
thing.
Have been manhandling that with their
phone. Well, now I just learned everybody's jerking off.
That's your little desk.
Yeah.
That's
where you work at,
Pat,
Todd, right?
The guy before you with his excrement-caked fingers has been
where am I supposed to put my
touching
laptop?
Touching that thing.
My phone stays in my pocket in the public.
It's where you put your half-eaten Snickers bar.
Oh!
Yeah, right there. Yeah. Snickers bar is right next to your phone because if you keep it in your pocket and you put your shorts on, you're going to crack your phone off.
Tom's starting to melt away like
did
the Wicked Witch of the West.
That survey, they went to a mall and they just had people come up and it ran. They were testing their phones and like 91% of them had E. coli.
I bet, yeah.
How many?
I bet.
91. It was 90%+ had E. coli on them.
What, chicken? Isn't that from chicken?
Some of it is probably from cooking.
90%.
I'll find the story. Off.
I would like to see some documentation. Well,
typically, your kitchen sink has more bacteria than your toilet.
So, oh really?
Yeah, most of it's from money.
Because of food.
Right.
Well, I need to stop.
Let's hope so you're saying my dogs are smarter than me because they drink the water in the toilet. Right.
Oh, my dogs love that, but
you know, my cat does that.
We have a weird cat.
Drinks out of my cat
drinks
from
out of the toilet. Yeah.
Mine does too.
Pat has a cat that has thumbs.
Yeah, 10 toes.
And it's the weirdest looking thing because when you get out a bottle of water, it freaks out. Like, it just sits there and hovers right in your face. Like, that's the only water it will drink. It's out of a fresh bottle.
Cold.
It's cold. It
has to be cold.
You put a dab on the table and it drinks it.
Yeah.
It reaches out with its human-like hand with its thumb, mm-hmm. and it points at you, and then it goes, huh.
Yep.
Like, yep. Come here. Give it.
Come here.
Give
it
gives you the it old just gives come you the little
Won't drink from a bowl?
No.
My cat's the same way.
From a tabletop.
And if you don't dump out the water,
that's weird.
It'll wait for you to accidentally not tighten your lid. And it's knocked over, and there's water on there. The smartest cat I've ever seen.
It's the most spoiled cat.
Wow.
It's Garfield. I have Garfield.
Wow. And can hitchhike.
But with that hand, just give it a premiere wave. It's the greatest.
I'm giving away a dog, by the way, to Bob and Tom listeners. One dog.
Why?
What kind?
Yeah, it's the worst dog on earth.
Beautiful.
You're not going to sell it that way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Greatest dog on earth. It's the best pooping on white carpet dog in the history of dogs. Took it to a trainer and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Hey, speaking of animals,
English Golden Retriever.
I want beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Oh, you have it's a white one then.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Majestic Manor created it. Yeah.
Doesn't work for you? I've got a white one.
You want another one?
No. I got a white one. Gold.
I think you might want another one.
No, I'm down. Yeah. I got two.
That's low for you though.
I tried.
I know. My neighbor already hates me with just the two dogs. Let's move on. Did you see the thing about the story about the bear and the crunching sound?
Well, we touched on it yesterday.
You guys will love this.
The guy's just camping, hanging out.
Yeah.
Having a nice time.
Fine.
Sound asleep.
Here we go. A camp staffer in Colorado awoke to a, quote, crunching sound and found that a black bear was chewing on his head.
What?
Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesperson Jennifer Churchill said that the 19-year-old woke up at around 4 a.m. on Sunday, July 9th, with his head inside the bear's mouth, which was trying to pull him out of his sleeping bag.
But no, here, slow down for a second. What woke him up was not the pain, the breath, the stench.
Nope, the sound.
The crunching sound of the
sound.
Bear chewing on him.
Yeah.
How's that?
Ugh.
Yikes.
She said the teen punched and hit it, while other staffers at Glacier View Ranch yelled and swatted at the bear, which eventually ran away.
Which is the right thing to do with a black bear.
Yeah. Isn't there a rhyme for the kinds of bears?
What is it again?
It's
brown.
Lie down.
Lie down. Mm-hmm. Black, fight back, or attack. One of those two.
And then white, say goodbye.
Good night.
Okay. White, good night.
Okay.
So the black bears are soft.
Apparently.
Skittish.
No grit.
And I was saying I had heard that bears tend to really stink. This guy writes, I grew up in Pennsylvania. You could always smell the bears long before you saw them. The stench was so bad that you knew they were there long before they showed themselves.
Somewhere Yogi is listening to the show going, what did I do?
So not only because they can't get all the fur after they have a bowel movement, they can't get off their fur.
Not only does a bear in the woods, it smears it all over itself.
Yeah, that's right.
You think they stink, the rabbits that they use.
Yeah, until it finds a rabbit.
I've never had an encounter with a bear.
No, nor
me
I,
either.
Thankfully,
Do you ever watch the show Alone, where they drop them off on that island?
I watch a lot of shows Alone.
Every one of those has a bear coming to their camp.
Grace, get some friends.
Lots of bears. Todd.
Yeah, every one of them has a bear coming to their camp.
I've seen them in the zoo and don't feel like I can smell them, but maybe they're
I mean,
washed.
I think that's...
Oh, those are prissy bears.
Oh,
they're they're well kept.
What was that word you said?
Prissy.
They give them the honey shampoo.
Yeah.
They get like the Burt's Bees oatmeal bath. Yeah.
Hose them down.
My girl has this big thing. She wants to hug a bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Because it's cute.
Well,
it's not.
It's cute until it rips your nose off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's the same way with the tigers. I'd love to play with tigers, but I know I'm going to die.
What? Yeah. What are some other dumb animals that like females enjoy being around?
Females.
Girls love horses.
That's true.
I've heard it's a lot of work.
What else do broads like?
A lot of work. A lot of work.
Yeah. I'll try to get a miniature bucking bull. I tell you about that.
That's a lot of work.
They had miniature bucking bulls?
I didn't know they had a miniature.
Yeah, just a little miniature.
I know miniature ponies.
Yeah, yeah.
They're cute as heck.
Yeah.
Do they have Shetland bulls?
Yeah.
Do they? Can you sit on them without crushing them?
Yeah, you ride the hell out of it.
And you have to get little monkeys to ride them.
Yeah.
Oh, now, now we got a show.
You That's my backyard.
You had me a little monkey.
Yeah, but the horses are a lot of work, I've heard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Christ. I couldn't even fathom tigers and bears.
Yeah.
A lot of work, probably.
Yeah, we had one in here. A guy brought in a full-size tiger once. It was part of some exhibit.
In here?
Was I alive yet?
It was in the other studio down the hall.
Yep.
And a chick will back me up in this. His toy was a
bowling pin.
And he tore it.
Oh, my God.
And he was batting it around, having a great time.
He had a big chain on it, and they're gigantic. You think, they're the size of a dog. No, they're the size of 10 dogs.
And we were okay for a while, and then, but all of a sudden, the tiger wanted something from across the room, and it was like in an flashed. The thing was with such force.
And again, he had a huge, heavy chain on it. Mm-hmm. To make a long story short, that same tiger attacked a guy.
Yeah, like a couple weeks
during
later.
A radio show a couple weeks later.
Oh, wow.
During a radio show?
Yeah, that was the end of the tiger segment on our show.
Yeah.
I always wondered what happened if, like, what was that guy's name that used to go around to all those shows?
Jim?
Hannah?
Yeah. Oh, Jack Hannah?
Jack Hannah.
Well, he does Corden now.
Yeah, he's good.
Mm-hmm.
James Corden?
Yeah.
He's great.
Who is?
Jack Hanna.
Oh, he's terrific.
I love Jack Hanna.
He's great. Yeah.
And you know who was a gift to the animal kingdom is Steve Irwin's son.
Yes,
he's Robert Irwin.
He's Steve Irwin.
Oh, it's darling.
Well, does that not ever go bad?
I assume so.
Well, it did for his pops.
Yeah.
That was a stingray, though. That wasn't really good.
Still.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of them swimming under my water bungalow in St. Lucia, by the way. Almost did an elbow drop for Steve Irwin.
Yeah, nice.
There's a little payback.
I went to my Australian homie. Rest in peace,
I went to Stingray City last year.
You pet them?
Going to Stingray City, going to help them. Going to Stingray City.
Creeped the hell out of me, I'll tell you.
I was in. I love a good tune.
Now we have Christy Lee on vacation, so Grace is right there. What else have you got over there?
As far as animal news, we're a little light. How about the Italian police force?
Hey, how about them?
The Italian Highway Patrol has specifically modified a Lamborghini.
Of course they did.
To fit their patrol. Huh. Lamborghini developed a new Huracan Policia. The police version of the Huracan super sports car.
Huracan, she rocking, they're all rocking.
They are rocking.
Can't wait to hear what organized crime was happening to get this money.
To the Italian Highway Patrol in Rome this spring.
No. I mean, you should, Todd, you being a former police officer, don't you guys have a couple souped up cars to go undercover in, like the guys in Miami Vice? Didn't they drive a Ferrari or something?
I wish. I had a minivan at one point undercover.
Whoa.
By the way, the best undercover car of all time. No one suspects you're a cop, and you just put a little baby seat in the back. And,
that's right.
Just play the part.
You don't need to brag, Todd.
Bad single dad.
Look at that miserable dad over there. Every other weekend, that guy.
Right. No way. He needs this meth.
He needs this more than you. Yes.
So the cops in Italy have a Lamborghini.
They do in Rome. The car has a V10 engine that produces 610 horsepower, all-wheel drive, and a hybrid chassis made of aluminum and carbon fiber.
That's fast.
It is also outfitted with an onboard tablet and computer, recording equipment, as well as a video camera, gun holster, portable extinguisher, a defibrillator, a standard VHF police radio, and hooks for retaining the handheld stop sign used to stop vehicles safely.
I don't know why they needed a Lamborghini.
Now,
you can't drive over 15 miles an hour there.
Now, this is the icing on the cake. The Lamborghini also has a special refrigeration system used to transport organs.
Their taxes must be absurd.
Yeah.
The taxes must be absurd. In Rome. How do you pay for that? How do you even pay for? We're moving to pickup trucks here in America. Don't get pulled over by a pickup truck. It's happening.
That's true.
They're out there. Their streets are watching.
There are cops and pickup
trucks? Oh, yeah.
Unmarked or marked?
Unmarked. Yeah, pickup trucks. You thought you were safe. You thought it was just a cowboy behind you.
That's clever.
Nope. Chuck Norris. Clever.
No, I've seen cops in some pretty souped up cars around here, but never a Lamborghini.
No.
You know, that'd be pretty cool. The cop pulls you over. Okay, you were going 45 and a 50. It took me 25 minutes to catch you because I overshot.
Yeah.
I was going 90. I couldn't get that thing back into first gear.
That's in Rome. That's where the Pontific Pont the
Vatican. Close.
Vatican.
Yeah.
The oh, we, hey, we got the Pope Vatican.
Lives. I was going to say, I have other Vatican.
Big Vatican. This is a big story.
Yeah.
And this is a weird story because it involves the big fad right now. What is it called? Celiac?
Celiac disease. So, I support this.
The whole celiac disease isn't necessarily the fad.
Yeah, sorry. Yes. The fad is going gluten-free.
Being, quote-unquote, gluten-free.
Oh, the most Caucasian disease of all time.
It is. Absolutely.
Yeah. Self-diagnosed.
So here we go. Straight out of the Vatican.
It makes me feel better, though.
The Vatican has outlawed using gluten-free bread and hosts for Holy Communion. The Vatican has announced that the bread can be low gluten, but that there must be enough protein in the wheat to make it without additives. The issue is especially urgent for people with celiac disease, a gastrointestinal disorder that causes stomach pain and diarrhea.
Ugh.
Many people who do not have celiac disease have adopted the trendy gluten-free diet in the belief that it is healthier, although most nutritionists don't endorse that theory.
That's what I hear.
And yeah, it's
like if you don't really need to go gluten-free, you shouldn't go gluten-free.
But if you can't get the communion gluten-free, this means a lot of really hot yoga white chicks aren't going to church.
Yeah, and now you don't have a reason to stay awake through service.
That's the body of Christ, right?
It is.
Light?
Yeah. Yep. It's supposed to be,
but
yeah. You,
but they, there's...
The I mean, his body...
This is the diet body of Christ?
His body was pretty light anyway, in theory, so...
No, but there was no gluten-free Jesus. Jesus with a man bun.
And the Pope's all in on this?
Apparently,
it's,
so.
This is the Pope's order, yeah.
It should be. Our Pope's awesome right now.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
but he just made a vegan body of Christ?
No, he's against it.
Oh, he says
they're
no.
They're saying good. No gluten-free.
This isn't Jesus, he's saying.
No.
No, yeah, this ain't my Jesus. What the Pope
said. No, he's saying that they can't have gluten-free.
Speaking
hello,
of.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, bless you, boys. This is the Pope.
Oh, wow. Hey. A lot of controversy here, Pope. Just let me, real quick question. You can't have the gluten-free host. What about wine? Is that still open for...
The wine, I don't care if it's got gluten in it, as long as it's got the booze.
Okay, so that's okay. All right.
I don't know if somebody misread or something. You know, gluttony, that's a sin. Gluttony, that's a fine.
Okay, good to know. Okay.
And actually, I'm hoping to get some kind of endorsement deal. I don't know if you guys can help me. I'm trying to get in touch with the folks and make those vanilla wafers.
Yes.
That'd be a nice host, huh?
Those are tasty.
They are good.
I would go back to church if they gave those.
Absolutely. You know, get a little cup of Nana pudding there with
it. Yeah.
Oh. Attendance would be up for that. Hey, I heard you talking about the cops here with their Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Italy, there's apparently Lamborghinis now on the police force there.
Yeah, one of their excuses was they said, oh, this would be good because we can transfer organs with them. How are you going to fit an organ in a Lamborghini?
No, your Pope, it's not a church organ, like a lung or a liver.
Yeah. Some sales guy really, really took them for a ride, you know,
hey,
what I'm saying?
Do you have an Outback Steakhouse in the Vatican area?
An Outback? I'll look at the phone book.
I just realized you guys are like the exact opposite of Outback. Because Outback's like no rules. All you guys do is issue new ones.
That's right.
Like every couple of weeks, you got a new rule going on. Now, no gluten-free hosts.
It's going to be chaos if we don't, Tommy. You've got to keep the people in line.
Dude, check out the Outback. They have a nice steak there.
They do.
Mm-hmm. I recommend
fan.
This
recommend
Pope call brought to you by Outback
Steakhouse. Evidently.
Hey, your Pope, this we got weather in the 20s. We have to hang up.
Well I'll tell you one thing. A quick answer for your question. You wanted to know why I got the tall Pope hat?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
That's the antenna to God.
Oh, very nice.
Same reason we have steeples and all that. Those other religions, you know, you see somebody wearing, you know, yarmulke, turban,
right.
Hijab, those stupid Amish hats.
Yeah.
Nothing. They ain't talking to
yours
nobody.
Is an antenna to God.
Got to have the antenna up, Tommy.
Now, you get an FM on that yet or just AM?
I get FM, I get AM, I get a shortwave. Sometimes I pick up a trucker's on the CB.
How about HBO? If you can get HBO, trust me, don't turn it on. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. Chick McGee's concerned he's going to get hit in the face by our guest, Pat McAfee. Also with us, Todd McComas, who can make the arrest. Former police officer. That's Josh Arnold. The lovely Grace is sitting in for Christy Lee. Christy on vacation in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. And we are reviewing many of the things in the world today. And we're going to get back to the action right now. Some interesting things in the world of sports. The NFL will not be featuring commercials from Viagra or Cialis or Levitra.
Sad.
NFL spent $50 million last year.
Yeah.
And they're going to spend zero this year, it looks like, according to Advertising Age, because apparently those products are going into the world of generic medication. So it'll be.
You always remember the first time you had sex with Viagra.
I've never
really?
I've never tried.
Is that a thing? Even when you're like not
young and healthy and
handsome.
Yeah, it turns your wiffle ball bat into an aluminum.
It's a trick. Like if you're going to be drinking a lot, you can still take that. And then...
That makes sense.
Not even.
I should point out this medical advice.
If you want to put on a show,
is not based on sound science.
Yeah,
or
it's research.
Proper.
I've done research.
Right? According to doctors, it's the best drug to take when you're drinking. Ain't going to have sex.
Yeah, he's a Cialis guy, though, not a Viagra guy. There's two different drugs. They're two different drugs, right? Don't they operate differently?
And Levitra is a different
one. And then, Josh, you said you have a buddy who swears by Extends?
Yeah, which is different. That's just the penis enlarger pill.
Your buddy thinks it's working?
He swears by it.
Yeah.
Well, we had a guy in the NFL fail a test because of Extends.
Really?
Yeah, he failed it. Well, that's what he said. He was probably on steroids. Now I think about it.
But he did pass the test because he was able to urinate in a cup that was in the ground that he didn't have to even aim.
Why don't you go ahead and drop that thing in his cup?
Now, Josh, you said on one occasion you chose to try one of these because you were nervous.
Yeah, I took Viagra once, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And, man, yeah, it's
awesome.
It's certainly effective.
No, Oskay said that he took it on his honeymoon, right? Am I getting this right? And the next day they went horseback riding, and he really liked that horse. Yeah, so
I'm going bareback.
So in any event, it's my understanding that these drugs will become generic, but you'll still have to have a prescription, I guess.
Correct.
Sure.
And they haven't given them the names yet, which will be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're usually just the name of the active ingredient.
Okay. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So generics are usually
it's not going to be like.
So I can buy like methamphetamine.
Well, no.
No, it's no. What is the? Someone sent me the.
No, what Adderall is?
Sildenafil, is that the name?
Yep. Yeah.
Who names these things?
Well, that's the actual chemical, apparently.
Yeah, but who named the chemical?
Well, I don't know about that, but who named? But Viagra and Cialis, they had a team of specialists come up with those names in Levitra.
Great name for Viagra.
I think they're all great names.
And I think Cialis, I think, is just supposed to sound scientific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not going to name it Diamond Cutter. It sounds. Sounds somewhat vulgar.
Shout out Diamond Dallas Page, the wrestler. Yeah.
They're not going to have a commercial guy with an anvil whacking himself against the. Look at this! Boom! I can fix
in a car door.
I can fix a horseshoe with little Mr.
Jaws of life.
Little Mr. Johnson. In any event, you won't have to explain to your kids while you're watching
foosball
games. The NFL what ED stands for.
Yeah,
but you will have to explain why the commentators sound like idiots. Yeah, that's going to happen forever in the NFL.
Now, do you ever have any desire to do, as a former NFL player?
They would never hire me.
To do commentary?
I've heard that I'm a bit of a wild card to the TV people. Yeah, I went up there and did a
loose cannon.
That is actually, somebody tagged me in an email. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
I was asked to go speak at a company, and they were like, people know that I'm popular, they don't know why. Mm-hmm. Right, so they don't know why I'm popular. They just know that I'm popular, and they want to be hip, so they like want to bring me in to speak at a company.
Uh-oh.
And they accidentally forwarded me an email from the CEO.
Yeah,
like
in the chain.
In the chain, they forwarded me the entire chain, and I read it, and it was like from the very beginning stages. They were like, "I think McAfee should come in and talk." And the CEO goes, "McAfee? Question mark." Have you seen his mugshot? And then the next guy goes, yeah, but he's turned his life around. And he goes, he's quite a loose cannon. I saw the entire chain.
So I think they're correct. I mean, you're not objecting to this, right?
A loose cannon?
Absolutely.
I am calculated, Tom. Everything is calculated.
I'd object.
Well, then you're a calculated loose cannon.
All of your buddies are going, that's right, Pat. That's right, Pat. You're a good guy, Pat.
No,
you're
they
a loose
are not.
Cannon.
You are
a loose cannon.
You're 100% wrong. They are not saying that. I need to hire one of those guys to build the confidence every once in a while. But
man.
Now, what's that called, Chick? Remember the guy?
A toady? Verbal support?
A verbal support guy.
Yeah.
You need a guy going, yes, Mr. McAfee. Good idea, man. Mr. McAfee. Yes, put your phone in the toilet, Mr. McAfee. That's
currently hiring, by the way, that guy. But I
got to take your dog.
I went and spoke at that company, and they had a list of words I wasn't allowed to use, and I think within the first minute and 30 seconds, I knocked them off.
I think some of those words got used.
In the first minute 30, I knocked them off. It almost became a mission for me to like, all right, these are the words I'm not allowed to use. Let's see if we can sneak them in here.
Yeah.
And boy, I had a great time. Made fun of the CEO the entire time about how he forwarded me an entire email chain of him just ragging on me, which if you always go after the king, the entire rest of the kingdom loves it. And
that's true.
It was great.
Sometimes.
It was absolutely great. But the TV people aren't the biggest fans.
That doesn't always work. I was at a particular event where there was, it was a very distinguished group of military men, and Chick and I were emceeing this. You're my witness for this. And I thought it'd be very humorous to go after the head guy, the general. And I sat next to him at dinner, so
telling a joke on Mars. It was a vacuum.
I said, General, I've talked to a lot of your support staff here, and they said they couldn't have done it without you, but they would have preferred doing it without you.
Nothing. That's because in the military, though, those guys like have to earn that. Like they have to get.
Oh, no! But it was a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they laugh at that. They're running the next morning.
Well, what happened? They all looked at him first.
Yes.
To see if he was going to laugh. And he didn't laugh. Yeah.
And he was a badass, as they say. He had been in the. You know what I'm talking
but
about.
But he should have laughed.
Yeah, but so yeah.
He didn't laugh. That guy didn't laugh.
No,
that's on him.
Yeah. That's a funny joke, yeah.
But they all go home, though. Like, that guy went home and goes, that Bob and Tom show sucks.
Well, he's a big fan, actually. So, in any event,
not anymore. I mean,
well, I think, I'm wondering now, here's my next question. Okay, if Viagra and Cialis and Levitra are going to stop being on television, do you think that they'll look for maybe like a radio spokesperson? Pat, I'm seeing you'd be good at this.
I'd be great.
Because you nicknamed your leg the boomstick.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You want a little...
Something's got to fuel that boomstick.
You want a little boom to your tool?
a boom for your boom.
Maybe mixing a metaphor like a there, fool? But it's okay. writing a poem. Hi, I'm Pat McAfee for Cialis.
That's right.
I wouldn't... Like, they're two different drugs,
you
right?
Draw the line?
They're two different drugs. Viagra and Cialis are two completely different drugs.
But they're for a similar...
issue.
Yeah.
Same building, different views.
Cialis, you can will the erection. But it's that when you want it, it's there.
Viagra
just says, "I'm here, and I'm not going anywhere for the next couple hours.
Let's go.
Yeah. Or even if you don't want it,
right? Yeah.
So that's awkward at the organic vegetable stand.
What?
Maybe I took this too early.
What is that? Yeah.
No, that's not a cucumber, ma'am. I'm just happy to see you. I'm not stealing your produce. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So Cialis is more like
if it's a different drug, but they're both going generic, then they'll have different names for them, right?
Probably. Yeah.
One will be like when you want it, and the other one will be abrupt arrival.
Kidding. That's not how Viagra was for me.
Really?
That's the triangular blue one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I took.
The diamond?
Huh. I don't know.
I'm sure
me neither.
It affects everybody differently.
Yeah, not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey,
yeah.
Do you want to see something funny? Well, hang on a second.
Uh-oh. Are you whipping out your Viagra right now?
This is my my pen jar.
Uh huh.
You can see the
scissors.
See the pencils. I think this thing is
you
still
need
in
a
here.
Box. You need a pencil box.
Years ago,
I see you as a pencil box guy.
Let's see if it's in here. There it is. Hang on.
Oh, you love.
I miss the pencil box.
This was given to me. Like 12 years ago or something. And as you can see, it's a pen.
Uh-huh.
And it says Levitra on it.
Yeah.
And it's a small pen. It's about.
You can't really tell it's a pen.
Half the size of a normal pen, but
miniature golf pencil size.
Yeah. Okay, but. But you press this button, and I don't know, we have the cameras on today for the VIP. You press the button. Grace, describe what happens. I'm about to press the button. What happens to – by the way, it's purple.
Okay.
What happens to the pen when I press the button?
It slowly rises
it's a grower.
Into place. Yes.
It's a grower.
It is a grower.
So, and this guy probably doesn't work there anymore. So they brought these by the radio station. So the next day we're talking about it, and this guy caught hell.
For giving you a boner pen?
Yeah.
A boner pen.
Yeah, I don't know why. And I guess a lot of these drug companies, these pharmaceutical guys, they're out there trying to sell their product. And in some places and states, they're not allowed to give any premiums away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
They can't give the pad. Same thing's true with alcohol.
Huh.
In some states, you can't even give away a T-shirt or
really
a
napkin.
Weird.
Yeah,
what states are those?
Alaska. The friggin' Inuits.
Yeah.
Well, and the idea is they don't want doctors unnecessarily prescribing these things because they're getting premiums.
Right.
Oh, I understand the idea. I'm just saying, what a cool idea when you've got a pen that gets a full erection. I'm in.
Yeah, you should not get in trouble for pens.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a genius marketing thing.
Oh, that's great.
Whenever we create our generic boner pills, we're going to do that with those pens.
Yeah.
What are you going to call them?
Boomstick boners.
Ooh.
Well, we'll work on that when we come back. This is the Bob and Tom Show.